Can we get back to the war now? So you stayed in this hospital till the end of the war or till the revolution?
No, I did not. When Kennedy came to rule after the Tsar was jailed, the officers, the high ranking officers, the commanders, they wanted to finish the war and win the war. That was in our, and since in our hospital were the high ranking officers in the hospital wounded, they called from each and every hospital one delegate to have a meeting. And in Russia there was a port, what you call it, recruits, soldiers, and the staff, all the commanders, they were invited to. And this is John Faust and Ivy listened to their meeting. And then we had five generals in our hospital. And they said, we want to finish this war and win over the Germans. And now we have so many German people in our hospitals. We want to send them to war, let them taste their fattening here. And in 2 weeks, this was on a Thursday, Friday, after 2 weeks, and the army officers, they would send 10 soldiers with one officer to each and every hospital early in the morning, get them into the army, drill them for 3 weeks, and then send them to the front. And since John Faust and I
had heard about it.
Right after they had finished, we called every hospital and said, so-and-so, they decided to take us, not voluntarily, but with soldiers, arrest us, and so it seemed. And I myself, we were 11 of us in this hospital. And on that Friday morning, we didn't show up in the hospital. And Alistair went there. He was in the same city as I was, the Katrina Slough. And his doctor would not allow those soldiers to come into the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. And there was some other doctors. But since we had just high ranking officers in our hospital, and our doctor was a Jew, we knew that he wouldn't be able to stand up for us. He wouldn't.
Right.
He wouldn't risk his life. And the Jews, they had awful bad time so often. So we got, there was south of Yekaterinoslav a monastery. He fled in that bush for 3 days. And then I got sick. I got really ill. And I said, I can't make it. We have to do something. And again, Fast and I, we decided, let's go to the hospital. Dr. Heyman, he was very friendly to me all the time. And I worked there for almost 2 years, over 2 years. Anyway, so we went. And Fast said, since you are personally very acquainted with the Dr. Heyman and stand on good foot with him, you'll do the talking. He came to the office, I knocked at the door, come in. And he said, Dr. Hagman, we worked here, and now we are without a house to live. If he could do something for us. He wrote a letter. I never knew what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the mobilization officer,
to the recruiting officer.
Recruiting officer, yeah. And show it to him. And I didn't open the letter. I brought it to his recruiting officer, to the officer himself. It was a captain. And he didn't say nothing. He said, you and Fast come right away and work in our office.
See.
And it, afterwards, I was in the office. They called it an attestatskaya trust, an attestats where the officers get their pay.
Oh, officers pay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I worked there for, for quite a while. Anyway, when the front broke up, the soldiers just took their weapons and came with their weapons and started shooting the revolution. And anyway, then I got to work in the Red Cross office, the Russian Red Cross,
mm-hmm.
until 1918 late. And there was a commission. If you paid 10 rubles or 25 rubles, they would, doctors, they would give you the seat. You are, have a heart trouble.
You're unfit for service.
That's the way the war ended with most of the
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at home, fighting, and you live in fear,
mm-hmm.
day and night.